Boss Man Show with new head coach, Sacramento State Hornets out of the Big Sky, David Patrick. Coach, what's up, man? Living the polo, man. Real dapper there, brother.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Coach. Doing well, man. Let me ask you, man. How's it feel to be out there so far in Sacramento, a town I come to once a year? But how was it out there so far for you, man?
Well, obviously, it's great, man. Obviously, great weather being back on the West Coast, great people. And, you know, Sacramento's a cool city, man. And the university's embraced me and embraced my family. So just excited to be out here, brother.
No doubt, man. And so for you, Coach, man, what about the vision that the AD, the president, sold you on for this program moving forward? Talk about them believing in you and believing in your ability to lead after you led in previous stops, man, to get this program back going out there in the Big Sky.
Look, I've been fortunate. Mark Orr is the athletic director, and I worked with him at St. Mary's in the past. And I think anytime you're a head coach or in any job, there needs to be some alignment. So my first initial conversation with him, you know, it was great. And then he had me meet the president, and he kind of sold me on it just to hear the president's vision for athletics, where he thinks the program and athletic program should go, was the main reason I came here. I just think with the transition of this new portal and world that we're in, you can get better quicker at these quote unquote smaller conferences and smaller universities. And then being in Sacramento, I said it before, it's a great city and a great selling point. And so when you work with somebody, you know, working for a president that believes in athletics and believes in you, I think there's great things can happen here.
No, it kind of led me to about the portal, Coach Patrick, because I feel like it's like free agency almost. You can kind of plug a hole that you need, man. Like if a kid leaves, you can find a kid that fits your system, fits your culture. So talk about using the JUCO ranks, the transfer portal, grad transfers, and also high school kids as well, who can help build your roster, find the right 13 guys to give scholarships to make the right roster for you guys as long as you walk-ons.
Yeah, look, I've been fortunate, obviously, to coach around the country in the SEC and the Big 12, out here on the West Coast and the WCC, and then my international experience. And so I think, you know, my advantage is I've got, you know, a wide net. I can touch Atlanta. I can touch Florida. I can touch, you know, Louisiana, so on and so forth. And so I think those advantages should help us here, you know, with the portal. When you have these high major guys looking for an opportunity to play, you know, it's not always easy to play at the Kentuckys or Arkansas of the world, but when you come to a Sac State, if you're a role player there, you can maybe be a quote unquote star at this level. So you got to treat it a little bit like free agency, like the G League. You know, can you get a guy off one of those top teams to come down here and help your G League team? And so that's my hope, you know, and you know, we're able to do that. You know, the one good thing is I took over this program and they got good high character kids on this team. Sometimes you take over programs and it's a mess, you know. We didn't have that. And so I'm fortunate the guys that have stayed are bought into me and bought into Sac State. And then the guys we're bringing in, you know, are guys that come from the high level. And, you know, hopefully we can make some noise in this first couple years here.
And let's get about there. You know, when you have a new coaching change, it's always about building that rapport and relationships. So how has that piece been, meeting these young men, building rapport, those just showing them who you are, they can trust you? Because, you know, as you and I both know, they didn't choose you. You chose them.
Yeah. You know, I think it's the biggest thing in coaching, man. Like that trust and relational piece is like the biggest thing. It doesn't matter like X's and O's. Doesn't matter what you know until they trust you and will run through a wall for you. It doesn't matter. And so I've tried to do that over the last 2 weeks, meet with them individually, find out about their girlfriend, boyfriend, mom, dad, whatever they're into. Like they have to know who I am as a person and vice versa before they even, you know, going to compete for me. And so I've tried to do that. And I think that's huge, especially, you know, in this day and age when kids have so many different barriers and phones and everything that they're into, there has to be a rapport there. And that's earned by me. You know, it's easy for me to say, trust me, but how do they trust me if they don't know me? And so I've made a conscious effort of trying to do that, you know, as the head coach.
Yeah, because I know in my experience, because playing football, Coach, I never spoke to my head coach ever. He was a defensive guy. Uh-huh. I have a relationship with my OCs and office coaches, but I don't have a relationship with my head coach. Ain't that crazy? But that's how it is. That's how it was. Defensive guy. I played offense, so he didn't deal with us. So he didn't really even recruit me. The office coordinator did it. So, like, he was my head coach, but we never really had a bond. I talked to the dude maybe twice in 4 years. No lie.
That's crazy. I think it's just changing. I think that's, you know, I came through the same deal, right? I didn't have to talk to my head coach or I talk to my assistants a lot, but I think times have changed, man. Even you look in the NBA, there has to be synergy. I talked about synergy between me and the AD. They got to be synergy between your players and the head coach. You know, at the end of the day, I think that's the teams that are successful for long periods of time. I mean, when I'm watching the, you know, the Villanovas, the Baylors, like you see that rapport with their coaches, and I'm hopeful that'll be me here soon.
No doubt. And let me ask you, man, what's going to be your ideal Hornet, man? What kind of, what's the mold of the guy you want to bring in that program, man, to play for you and represent Sac State?
Yeah, obviously I got to put the ball in the bucket. So
that's important.
You know, obviously somebody, you know, I got two daughters, man. I want guys or women that can be around my children. And I know that's easy to say, but hard to do. So no matter how good you are as a player, I want to be able to trust you around my kids and have high character, be athletic, be long, but all that stuff doesn't matter. You know, if you're not a good person, but somebody that's athletic, long, that probably should be playing in the Pac-12 or Big 12 is somebody I want here and somebody that I want to be around and want my family to be around, you know, on a daily basis. Cause I think, you know, my good friend's Tony Bennett at Virginia. And he told me once, like, you want guys you want to be around when you lose, you know, who you want to be around when it's bad days, you know, and it's easy to be around anybody when it's a good day, but when it's a bad day, like, who do you mind being around? That's the kind of student athlete I want here at Sac State.
No doubt. And you know what, Coach Patrick, this man, you know, with the 8 weeks you have coming up so summertime to help these young men develop their games, because it's been a new hire, been able to get install stuff prior to fall camps will be very important to get guys immersed in your system, because I feel like guys get better during that summer period of time. During the season, you're trying to focus on team, prepare for opponents. So you can't really focus on your individual game. But talk about that, because getting those guys ready for this summer coming up where they have to really get better and be in tune with your vision for their games. It's like they can become a pro, if not the NBA, somewhere in Europe or somewhere else.
Look, I guess I got the job April 1. I got them on the floor April 3, and we've already started that process at 7 in the morning, 5 days a week. And just told them about being selfish about getting yourself better. It's not about Sac State right now. You got to be somewhat selfish and get yourself in better shape, get your reps up, get your ball handling up. That's part of player development. You know, it's not, I think a lot of colleges just put in their sets or whatever it may be, but this is a time for me to try to get these guys ready if they want to play in Europe or the NBA. And hopefully NBA is their passion and goal. But if they're not, you still got to be a worker and be able to work on your game. And so, We'd utilize these 3 weeks or 4 weeks that I'm here. And then in the summer, like you touched on, the rest of the group will be here. And just trying to get them to lead on their own, you know, get them to lead in terms of running workouts. Not only will I work them out on my assistants, but getting the players to do that. And that's key. You know, anybody that wants to play at the next level, you got to put in the time. I don't care if it's football, basketball, golf. It's the individual development that you got to have in the summer that gets you good for the season, as you alluded to.
No doubt, Coach. And like you said, man, a culture is player led. When you can just let the players police themselves, that's when you know you have the right culture. And getting guys who can police themselves is very hard, because sometimes they don't want to step on nobody's toes. But if you want to be better, you got to be able to hold everybody accountable for missing an assignment or missing, you know, or missing a rotation. You got to hold them accountable for that. Because I know sometimes we miss blocks and, you know, the quarterback missed a zone or a man call. I said, Leon, what the bleep are you doing? You know, you gotta have people that they hold you accountable, man, so you can I'll be better.
No doubt. Yeah, you got to have internal leadership. It doesn't matter what you do. Like that group together. And I learned that so much. You know, I coach in the Australian Olympic team and national team. And our culture is that, you know, it's a player-driven, player-centric environment. And, I think that's what the good programs and elite coaches are, you know, whatever you're doing.
Let me ask you this. No, Coach, I didn't say this. My dad's a coach. He's 81 mm-hmm. years old, man. So he still has a lot of brothers texting him. And he tells me all the time, you're not my only son, which kind of ticks me off sometimes, but I get it. but tell me, what got you into coaching and wanting to help be around young men when they become husbands and fathers and have successful business 40 years down the line after playing for you?
Look, I think for me, the biggest people that have an impact on my lives have been my coaches. You know, my high school coach was so hard on me when I moved to the States. He's my first boss when I end up coming into coaching. But, you know, the lessons learned, you know, made an impact on my life. And so I think for me, it's not about the, you know, as you get older, you figure out it ain't about the points you scored or the tackles you made. It's the relationships you have. And for me, it's anytime I can make a difference in one of these young men's lives, it's huge, you know. One of my former players is a kid named Todd Golden. He was a walk-on for us at St. Mary's. He's now the head coach at the University of Florida. But I was at his wedding, and my daughters were in his wedding. Like, that stuff to me, you know, is just as important as the wins and losses. So having an impact on these guys' lives and then seeing them grow, you know, beyond basketball is why I wanted to be a coach.
No doubt. I got two more for you, coaches, man. Is this, man, when you come to Atlanta, what's your favorite spot to eat down here, man?
Oh, man. Oh, they're going to give me some money for my – we got to raise some money now, so I got STK is one of my spots, you know, that I like to go to.
I got you. Yeah, the varsity should give me some money, much as you coaches tell me love the varsity and Spawn Divots. I see y'all sponsor my show.
Spawn Divots is good. That's a good spot, too. Great spot, I shouldn't say.
I tell us, you can get all these babies some money, man. Much of
my guests. New uniforms, though, man, so they can both shoot us some money over here. Hey, this ain't Oklahoma, bro.
You got that right, coach. You got that right, man. 100%. So let me ask you something. When you like Atlanta has a lot of guys here, as you know, a lot of talent here. Talk about the basketball programs in Atlanta, the AAU programs, and finding quality young men to come play anywhere, because Delta can get you anywhere from Atlanta. So it's that Sacramento, hopefully, as well. So talk about that piece, man. Coming here to find young men who can play for you at any level, man.
Look, the AAU scene is phenomenal in Atlanta and the player and the high school scene. You know, so there's obviously great talent there. I've been fortunate to coach a few of the Atlanta Celtics in the past. You know, that program has been good to me. Dez has been good to me as well. Huge talent there. And the one thing I found about Atlanta and the state of Georgia, like, kids aren't afraid to leave and go out, whether it be come to Texas, come to California. Kids aren't afraid to leave there. You know, there's some states where kids don't want to leave. You know, they want to stay in their state. And I think that's important. I think because there's a diversity there in Atlanta, you know, that kids aren't afraid to, or the families aren't afraid to branch out. But, you know, you're looking at the league, and I'm looking at Jaylen Brown, who I saw him grow up, you know, playing Atlanta, and his success, you know, in the NBA has been phenomenal. I think obviously with being in Oklahoma last year and seeing what Trae Young is done for basketball back in Atlanta again, getting the excitement in there is important. So love the city, love the state. And, you know, I'm hopeful we can branch out there and get some of those kids when they try to leave Georgia Tech or University of Georgia.
Well, coach, I'll tell you, as many coaches have told me this, and even Shante Leggins, when he was at East Washington, told me he got two guys from Georgia because of my show. So just know, kids watch the show. They've been watching the show, so trust and believe. Guys in Atlanta will be trying to kind of come your way. And if you need me to vouch for you, I'll do that for you too, Coach Patrick. Go out Sacramento and play for that brother.
Give me the plug, man. We need him. We need him.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, thank you for your time today, brother. I had a great time with you. See you real soon, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Anytime, brother.
See you, bro.